I'm Jim Bertel reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has just landed in Canada on his way to the G7 meeting today. He is expected to continue to be tough on trade. AP's Sagar Mahani reports.
The president's heading into essentially hostile territory, Quebec, amid a battle with key U.S. allies over trade practices. He's blasting their barriers on U.S. goods, and they are ripping his new tariffs. Before flying to Canada for the G7 summit, the president said he will straighten things out.
We'll all be in love again.
But he says the talks are missing a key nation.
Russia should be in this meeting.
Moscow was thrown out of the then G8 in 2014 after annexing Crimea. The president wants it reinstated. Sagar Mahani, Washington.
President Trump will leave the G7 meeting on Saturday and fly directly to Singapore, where he will meet next week with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump expects to make progress at the talks.
I believe we're going to have a terrific success or a modified success, but in one form or another, if it all goes, and things can happen between now and then.
The president says if the talks yield results, it's possible he'll invite the North Korean leader to the White House. He says he is also willing to walk away if he thought talks were not going well. Congo's health ministry is announcing another confirmed case of Ebola as the pace of new cases has slowed. The ministry says there are now 38 confirmed cases of the virus, including 13 deaths. The World Health Organization on Friday is giving a briefing on the outbreak 1 month after it was declared. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Syrian watchdog says an airstrike on a rebel-held residential area has killed at least 35 people and wounded dozens more, including children. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes targeted the village of Zardana in the northeastern Idlib province. Thousands of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are protesting along the perimeter fence with Israel. They are protesting the blockade of their territory by Israel. Earlier, thousands of Shiite Muslims marched in the capitals of Iran and Iraq to mark Jerusalem Day, an annual protest against Israel's rule of the holy city. The United Nations is warning that a military siege in the port city of Hodeida by Yemeni pro-government forces supported by a U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition will impact hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Lise Grahn, said Friday humanitarian agencies in Yemen fear in a prolonged worst case that as many as 250,000 people may lose everything, even their lives, in and around Hodeida. The UN and its partners estimate that as many as 600,000 civilians are currently living in the area. Government forces have been trying to seize Hodeida, a vital lifeline from which most of Yemen's population gets food and medicine. Yemen's civil war has raged since March of 2015 between Houthi rebels and government forces backed by the Saudi-led coalition. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A former worker for the Senate Intelligence Committee has been arrested for lying to the FBI about disclosing secret information to journalists. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Trump administration had vowed a crackdown on leaks of government information to the media. And now there's an indictment and arrest of the former director of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee, a key panel in the investigation into Russian election interference. James Wolf is accused of making false statements to the FBI when he denied disclosing classified information to reporters. The New York Times says the records of one of its reporters were seized as part of the investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin met with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday at the start of a state visit. Putin was given a formal state welcome at the Great Hall of the People in central Beijing before sitting down for talks with Xi. Celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain has died. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
CNN says Anthony Bourdain, the Peabody Award-winning food writer and adventurer, hanged himself in a Paris hotel room. The network says a close friend, the chef Eric Rippert, found Bourdain unresponsive. He was 61.
For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.